you make everything alright. When you hold and you squeeze me tight, but you make everything alright. When you hold and you squeeze me, but you make everything alright. When you hold and you squeeze me tight, but you make everything alright. When you hold and you squeeze me. You make me feel so nice when I'm around you. Wake up in the morning and I'll spend my whole life with you. The sweetness of your smile helps away with all of my fears. If it should all go wrong, my life succumbs to tears. I've never been so deep into anyone else but you. A place where in my heart I've never been so close to you.
Yo, what's going on, y'all? Welcome to the Mac Lessons Radio Show. This is your host. My name is Mr. Tariq King Flex Nasheed. Glad to have everybody tuning into the show. Ready to chop up good game as usual. We're going to take calls. I love talking to the listeners. And I'm going to flow straight from the survival scrolls. Let me put on some Mac and music. So I'm glad everybody's tuning into the show. It's Wednesday afternoon, October 22nd, and tomorrow I'm having my lecture, my seminar here in Los Angeles. And a lot of people are wondering if they can still get tickets online. Yes, you can still get tickets online for the seminar tomorrow. You can get them until 12 noon tomorrow. After 12 noon, you're going to have to get them at the door. So if you want to get that discount, you got to go online right now. Go to getyourgamerighttour.com and get your tickets now before 12 noon tomorrow, or you're going to have to get them at the door. All right? And I've said it. I'm going to say it again. You got to get them by 12 noon because niggas will show up tomorrow. Like, I ordered at 2 o'clock yesterday. I ain't got my ticket. You got to order them before 12 noon. So we'll put you on the list and your tickets will be waiting at the door. At getyourgamerighttour.com. And if you're in Atlanta, you can still get your tickets and they will still get to you by mail by next week. Because we're going to be in Atlanta again next Wednesday, the 29th. So all my Atlanta people, you can still get your tickets. And I want to shout out to everybody in Atlanta. What's up to the website? Straightfromthea.com. I want you guys to check that website out. Very good entertainment site. And the people over there at that site, they're fans of the show. They've been listening to the show for a while, and they're real good people over there. I like that site because they do entertainment news without hating. It's very, you know, non-biased. They just do straight entertainment news over there, and it's very respectful, and I like that website. Straightfromthea.com. Check them out right now. Let's see who's on the goddamn phone right now. What's up? Who's calling? Hello? All right, they'll call back. Y'all, don't be scared to say something when you call up. I also wanted to say at tomorrow's lecture and also at the Atlanta seminar, we're going to have some giveaways too. We got one of our sponsors, Wicked Pictures, Wicked Videos. We got a gang of hats and t-shirts and all types of free goodies that you're going to get from our sponsors. So I will see a lot of you guys there tomorrow. And don't forget to check out maclessons.com to get all the other Mac and specials and all that good stuff. Now, anyway, on today's show, we're going to talk about fake bohemian chicks. There was a discussion on the message board at UnitedPlayersOfAmerica.com. They were talking about a lot of the fake bohemian women that we see around college campuses, poetry readings, clubs. And I wanted to touch on that subject, the fake bohemian women. And all you cats out there, men and women, if you dealt with a fake bohemian woman or a fake bohemian man, I want you to call in. And let's see who's on the phone now. What's up? Who's calling?
Hey, yo, what's poppin'?
What's going on, man? What's on your mind, player?
Hey, yo, I got a question as far as discipline.
Yes.
Like, what are some ways I can, like, discipline myself and tighten up my game? So, I know you mentioned fasting, you know what I'm saying? But I know I was looking at a documentary with Frank Lucas, and he did something called backtracking, where he would sit himself in a room for about, like, a month or so and just focus on what he had to do and what he wanted to accomplish. know what I'm saying? Like, what are some good ways to discipline myself and just kind of get more focused on what I want to do?
Okay, that's a very good question, man. One good way is fasting is really the best way. Because the thing is, eating is very natural. That's the most natural thing you can do is eat. And if you can control something as natural as eating, you can control anything. Also, with the Frank Lucas thing is, he was meditating, just focusing on what he needed to do, and you need to do that. A lot of people do that with yoga. They say yoga is a very disciplinary type of thing. Another thing, man, just really working out. When you take care of your body and you're at the gym and you keep a regimen going on, that helps you stay not only physically disciplined, but psychologically disciplined. So that's a very good question, man. And that's a very understated thing in the Mackin game, man. You have to be disciplined.
So, what type of fasting would you suggest?
What you should do the not eating after 6 fast. You should eat in the daytime, but then at night, just don't eat shit. And do that for like a week. Start off with that. And if you want to tighten it up, just don't eat at all for like a week. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
So, but I would say start off small because I don't want your ass to, you know, you not eat and your ass fall out. And your mama and them call me talking about I done told you to starve yourself and they sue me. But just start off with the not eating after 6 and just try that for a week and that should help you out. All right?
Cool. All right. Thanks, man.
All right, player. But like I said, let me put back on my Mac and music. Like I said, man, I want to talk about the fake bohemian females out here. I talked about that in my book, The Art of Mackin, and I talked about that 10 years ago, the fake herbal tea bohemian females that we see. Now, that doesn't mean that all the women who are Afrocentric or women who are showing some type of conscious of self, that doesn't mean that all of them are fake. Let me just state that right away. There are some women who are genuinely conscious about their heritage and their culture. There are women who are concerned about the environment. But we're going to keep it 100. There are some women that's faking the funk with it. See, in the black community, they're referred to as bohemian. In the white community, they're known as environmentalist. So it's basically the same thing. Now, a lot of these bohemian chicks, they walk around with the head scarves and the head wraps and the incense, drinking the herbal tea. A lot of these women are big ass freaks. And about 100% of them are weed heads. I've never met a bohemian, Afrocentric, environmentalist type female, white or black, who was not a weed head. Now, again, there are some people, white and black, who are genuinely concerned about the environment. There's like white women who are really concerned about the trees and white guys. It's different with white dudes who are environmentalists or hippies or bohemian. With white dudes, if they're in college, usually they're just doing it because they're campaigning to get some ass. They done met a woman who they're trying to push up on, so they've joined this cause to try to get in good graces with the woman. But if there's an older white dude who's like an environmentalist, usually he's gay. And I'm not saying all of them, but in many cases, you see an older white guy who's about saving the earth and hugging trees and saving the whales and saving the dolphins. In many cases, he might be a little moist. Like he's saving trees one day, and then the next minute, he's at home singing Keisha Cole.
Oh, love, never knew what I was missing.
That's his ass right there on YouTube. See, you got to watch out for cats like that. Anyway, I digress. But in the black community, you got the herbal tea brothers who's on that bullshit, too. There's some brothers who are conscious. There's some brothers who are about, you know, Africa and being natural and all that. But there's some brothers out there that's on the bullshit, too. They're faking. trying to let a woman's defenses get down so they can get their foot in the door with them. On my message board, UnitedPlayersOfAmerica.com, a lot of the brothers were talking about how they were in college and they used to see the Afrocentric women or the Bohemian women, and they would have this holier-than-thou vibe, but these women would date nothing but drug dealers. And that's definitely true. A lot of these Bohemian women, they do date a bunch of drug dealers. You know why? Because these women have to get free weed. Like I said, man, a lot of these women, man, they play that Bohemian vibe strictly because they need to justify being severe weed heads. Because just being a plain old hood rat weed head is not a good look. Just being a bitch high out of her mind off blunts, that looks tacky. But if you put the Afrocentric thing to it, if you put the Bohemian thing to it, it makes it look like some kind of cause. Like you're identifying with the Rastafarian cause. That's why a lot of those Bohemian chicks, they love Jamaican dudes. Because Jamaican dudes always got the good weed hookups. They don't give a fuck about the culture. A lot of these women, these Bohemian Afrocentric women, if you really sit down and talk to them about Africa, they don't know what the fuck you're talking about. They have no idea what's popping in Africa. They might know a few things like Nefertiti and Cleopatra, but they don't know anything about Africa, really. Just a bunch of chicks using the Afrocentric Bohemian vibe to justify being weed heads. Really, no more, no less. Also, it justifies them being lazy, because I know a lot of these Bohemian broads who are lazy as shit. You know, they don't get their hair done, they don't get their nails done, and they try to hide behind the, oh, I'm natural. It ain't nothing natural about raggedy ass nails and a nappy neck. You know those naps that be all up and down your neck? Your neck look like a burn victim. You can be natural and use a comb. They did use combs in Africa. The Egyptian, they found old ancient combs back then too. I mean, you ain't got to put no relaxers in your shit, but you can put some berries and juices on your shit and lay it down a little bit or soften it up. Shit, dip your head in some grape juice or some shit. I don't like that coarse corduroy ass shit. I like a bitch who know how to comb her shit. You don't have to heat it up, but damn, loosen it up. What's up? Who's calling?
Hey, what's going on, Flex?
What's up, man? What's your name?
It's your boy, MVP from MySpace.
What's up, MVP? What city you calling from, bro?
I'm calling from Opelousas, man.
From where?
Yeah, no, Opelousas is in Louisiana.
Louisiana, boy, you country is a motherfucker. Sound like you just got sound like you just got through killing a pig.
you're not calling my city again, man.
No, I'm not calling your city, man. I love it. I love the culture, man. What's on your mind, player?
Hey, look, check this, man. I need advice on how I can actually handle like these fat hating bras in my sales environment. You know what I'm saying? At work, and it's like ever since I got my game right and my sales start getting right, getting my money right and all that stuff.
Yeah,
it's like all these fat bras at work just start like hating on a nigga. You know what I'm saying? And I was wondering how I can handle that accordingly. You dig?
Now, do you work in an office or is it like cubicles? What's the office setting like?
It's actually it's retail, like sales retail. You dig? I sell like cell phones, you know, like AT&T, shit like that. You dig?
Okay, so is it a lot of people in the office or what?
Yeah, it's like we about what 17 deep. You know what I'm saying? It's like mostly females though. You dig?
Okay. Because my thing is this, man. If you don't have to have like some type of close proximity with those women, just try to avoid them, man. Because if you're doing good at your job, don't let no coworkers fuck your game up, man. Focus on your job. Just try to avoid them. Do you need to interact with those women?
No, pretty much. I'm a humble dude, you dig. I like to go there and try to get along with everybody. You know what I'm saying? I don't like to talk shit.
That's one thing. But if you don't have to deal with them, if you do not have to interact with them, just don't fuck with them. Just go to work. Focus on your workload. Charge their asses to the game. You socialize with your friends at home. You don't have to go to work and have an attitude. But if they're on some hating shit with some type of animosity and tension, just avoid them, man. Because if you engage them, they'll go down to human resources and tell on you or just make up some shit, and you don't want to mess your money up, man. You dig?
Yeah. I feel you.
All right, man. But thanks for the call, player. All right. Hating motherfuckers at the job. Let me put back on my Mackin music. Shit. But like I was saying, a lot of those herbal tea bohemian broads, they use that whole game in order to justify being weed heads. And if you notice, because weed does make a lot of women very horny, those bohemian chicks are some big fucking freaks. Those bohemian chicks are major freak ass chicks. They'll have some herbal tea in one hand and a dick in the other one. They'll be sipping and scatting on a dick. Here they go. Sipping on tea, sucking dick. That's them. Anyway, but I digress. But like I said, man, charge those women to the game if they're on that fake bohemian shit. And the fellas aren't no different. A lot of these dudes are really no different. A lot of these Eric Benet type niggas who sit up and walk around with the head wraps and the chokers and the belly rings and shit. These niggas are no different. Because if you notice, Eric Benet, when he was married to Holly Berry, he was accused of banging everything in sight. These bohemian dudes will sit up and talk about the earth and Africa and they'll read you poems and light incense and they be creeping all around town. They got sandal prints all over the city creeping. So a lot of these herbal tea dudes are no different, but it's really a trip with the girls. And I've dealt with a few of those herbal tea women. And like I said, some of them, man, they're a little bit too natural. It's cool to be natural, but some of them bras be a little musty. Some of them be having a little strict odor. And yes, I did say strict. That's the best way I can describe it. They smell strict. Some of them don't shave. They don't shave their pubic regions. Look like they smuggling Brillo pads in their drawers. I don't like that. I do not like that. I like a clean bohemian chick. What's up? Who's calling?
Oh, what's up? This is Rico. This is Rico from out in Hampton.
Where you from?
Hampton, Virginia.
All right, what's on your mind, Rico?
I just got out of a relationship. I'm trying to find out how I can start over again. Like, where's a good place to go?
How long were you in the relationship?
3 years.
Okay, now you sound very young. How old are you, Rico?
22.
Okay, you were in a relationship for 3 years, and how was your girl?
She was 21, a year younger.
Okay, and I'm assuming that she broke up with you. What, did she find another dude? What happened?
It was messy, abortion and all that stuff. She said I wasn't serious enough for it.
Okay, so
I think I'm entering my player stage now.
Okay, so she said you weren't serious and she had an abortion and all this shit?
Yeah.
God damn, boy, y'all went through a lot. Now, she don't have no kids, and you don't have no kids, do you?
No, I'm too young for all that.
Exactly. So what you need to do, man, you're in Hampton, Virginia. What is there to do in Hampton, Virginia?
There's a few things to do, but I get laid out tired. You got an hour from Richmond, about 3 hours from D.C.
Okay, well, you need to just start going out with your friends, socializing. You know, hit up a couple of bars, hit up some clubs, hit up some bowling alleys, social spots, some arcades, you know, skating rinks. Just do 22-year-old nigga shit. And you'll meet some new women out there. I know there's a lot of women out there in Hampton, Virginia. and you're not that far from D.C. and Maryland and all that stuff. So just go out there and just enjoy yourself, man. Dust yourself off. Don't have any baggage about the breakup, because it sounds like I can hear it in your voice that it's still kind of fucking with you a little bit. So you
no,
got,
that's a cold. I have a cold out here.
You got what?
I have a cold.
Oh, you have a cold?
Yeah, there's no crying over here.
Okay, good. Because I don't want to play no key sweat for your ass. But but just, like I said, man, just go out there and socialize, man, and don't let the breakup fuck with you. Again, there's a lot of women out there. You're young, man, so you shouldn't even be thinking about having a serious relationship anyway. And like you said, you feel like you might be in your player stage. So you need to probably just get that out of your system right now. Don't worry about no serious relationship. You feel me?
Yeah.
All right, man. Thanks for the call, Play, and take you some goddamn Robitussin.
Can I get a shout out?
Yeah, who?
Can I get a shout out?
Hold on. Wait. Hold on. You want to shout out a person or a website? Because I don't want nobody shouting out websites. Like,
a person, man.
All right, because I don't want you talking about. I want to give a shout out to dickdelicious.com. Who's your person? Who you want to shout out?
I want to shout out Jose Frio out of Virginia Tech and Martin.
What's their name again?
Jose Frio and Martin.
Okay, cool. Shout out to your partners, man. Thanks for the call. I don't know what this nigga was talking about. Do y'all know what this nigga was talking about? What language was this nigga speaking? When y'all call up, please talk clearly. That's my brother. I love my brother right there who called, but y'all gotta talk clearly. I'm out of the loop. Is that like a new slang? Y'all be talking some shit I don't understand. Speaking of shout outs to colleges, what's up to University of Chicago? I got a lot of listeners out there. I was supposed to come out there. They were wondering when I'm coming out there. I was supposed to come out there to the University of Chicago, but they were half-assing with the money. And I'm trying to get out to Chicago at the end of November. I'm going to hit Chicago and New York around the same time, around the end of November, the beginning of December. So have the University of Chicago holler at me. I'll come out there and spit. What's up? Who's calling?
Hey, it's
What's your name?
David. My name is David.
Where you calling from, David?
Not much. I'm just right here calling to let you know that I really like what you do, and you know, I follow every step.
That's what's up. What city you in, Dave?
I'm in the city of Santa Monica.
Okay, you're in L.A. You coming to the lecture tomorrow?
I'm trying to get the day off so I really need to set up my game more.
So what time you get off work?
I work from 2 to 10.
Oh, okay. Yeah, get off. Take off tomorrow, man. It's going to be too important for you to miss it. Get off work. Tell Burger King you'll be there Friday. I'm playing with you, man. But anything on your mind? You have a question for today?
Yeah, I have a problem, actually, and I wanted to... I'll make it short.
Okay.
I feel like I got set up by one of my friend's girlfriends, last weekend, she called me and he was out of town, and my big mistake was picking her up and going hanging out with her. And next thing you know, my friend called me and came back telling me that she made up a story about I slept with her. And I don't know what to do, because, you know, I mean, I wouldn't do that to a friend. At the same time, I feel bad because... I know I lost his trust, maybe.
Okay, hold on. Wait, okay, let's start over. So your homeboy's girlfriend called you up?
Yeah.
And she wanted to hang out with you?
Right.
And you hung out with her?
Yeah, but just... I realized it was wrong, and I cut the hanging out short, took her back, went back home, and...
Okay, so she went and told your homeboy that you slept with her or tried to sleep with her?
Yeah, I did. And I slept with her.
Why would she do... Okay, now that's real shiesty, man. You need to really sit down with your dude, and both of y'all need to confront her at the exact same time. You dig what I'm saying? You need to call your boy and say, look, man, I'm coming through. Call your girl over. Don't let her know I'm over here, and we're going to confront her at the same time, and both of y'all need to charge her to the game, because she's on some scandalous shit. That's some real slick L.A. chick shit. A lot of the women out here be doing little shit like that. So both of you guys need to check her and charge her to the game, all right?
All right.
All right, man. Try to come out tomorrow, man.
Okay.
Peace. What's up? Who's calling? Hello? Y'all better start saying something when y'all call. Y'all fucking up my flow. Anyway, back to what I was saying. Let me put back on my Mac and music. Dealing with bohemian women. A lot of these bohemian women, like I said, are freaks. A lot of them are horny. A lot of them play that herbal tea, Mother Earth role, but you give them something to smoke, something to drink, and they're going to be scatting on a dick just like everybody else. Those bohemian women are some of the freakiest women in game. They will fuck you to the broad daylight. Because a lot of these earthly environmentalist type women, especially the white ones, see the white ones, white women be on that tree hugging, save the animal shit, especially in Hollywood. You see like Pamela Anderson and Paris Hilton and all these people talking about saving the earth, but they kind of know that they're full of shit. They only do it because it's trendy. They'll sit up and say, oh, we need to save the earth, and they'll be at the club sniffing cocaine until sunlight. But a lot of women of color, they kind of embrace it a little bit more. They're more committed to the bullshit. They're more about keeping up that front. And like I said, man, these women out here, you go to their houses, they'll have some Erykah Badu playing in the background while you tearing up that pussy. It'll be sounding just like this. That's what you will hear at these herbal tea bohemian chicks' houses. That's how it's going to sound. I've heard that sound many times. And you put my Mac and music back on. But like I said, man, a lot of these chicks, if you look at some of the most famous bohemian type chicks, like Erykah Badu, for example. Erykah Badu loves talking that herbal. She's the queen of the herbal tea shit. She's the queen of that. She got a whole bunch of kids by niggas. She's crazy as hell. Another one was Lauryn Hill. Remember Lauryn Hill from the Fugees? She was one of those herbal tea type females. One of those earthly type females. One of those natural Mother Earth type females. And now look at her. She got a bunch of kids and she's crazy as cat shit. So don't be fooled by the bohemian herbal tea vibe with women. And women, don't be fooled by the herbal tea bohemian vibe with men. And that isn't to say that everybody's like that. I can't reiterate that enough. There are people who are genuinely conscious about themselves, the earth, the environment. But for the most part, a lot of people be hustling with it. And you have to see past the hustle. You have to see if these people are living what they're speaking. You got to see how consistent they are with their actions and words. You feel me? Anyway, y'all, that's been today's episode of the Mac Listens Radio Show. Don't forget to go to getyourgamerighttour.com and get your tickets for the lecture seminar. Don't forget to go to maclessons.com to get the Art of Mac and ebook and all the Mac lesson specials. I will holler at you guys next time. Peace.